But when Nausicaa thought to turn toward home once more, to yoke the mules and fold up the clean clothes, then a new plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. For she would have Odysseus wake and see the bright-eyed maid, who might to the Phaeacian city show the way. Just then the princess tossed the ball to one of her women, and missing her, it fell in the deep eddy. Thereat they screamed aloud. Royal Odysseus woke, and sitting up, debated in his mind and heart. Alas, to what men's land am I come now? Lawless and savage are they, with no regard for right? Or are they kind to strangers and reverent toward the gods? It was as if there came to me the delicate voice of maids, nymphs, it may be, who haunt the craggy peaks of hills, the springs of streams and grassy marshes. Or am I now, perhaps, near men of human speech? Suppose I make a trial for myself and see. So saying, Royal Odysseus crept from the thicket, but with his strong hand broke a spray of leaves from the close wood, to be a covering round his body for his nakedness. He set off like a lion that is bred among the hills, and trusts its strength. Onward it goes, beaten with rain and wind, its two eyes glare, and now, in search of oxen or of sheep, it moves, or tracking the wild deer. Its belly bids it make trial of the flocks, even by entering the guarded folds. So was Odysseus about to meet those fair-haired maids, all naked though he was, for need constrained him. To them he seemed a loathsome sight, befouled with brine. They hurried off, one here, one there, over the stretching sands. Only the daughter of Alcinous stayed, for in her breast Athena had put courage, and from her limbs took fear. Steadfast she stood to meet him. And now Odysseus doubted whether to make his suit by clasping the knees of the bright-eyed maid, or, where he stood, aloof, in winning words to make that suit, and try if she would show the town and give him clothing. Reflecting thus, it seemed the better way to make his suit in winning words, aloof, for fear if he should clasp her knees, the maid might be offended. Forthwith he spoke, a winning and shrewd speech.